Hello, Bedside Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking.
Hi, Terry. It's Ebony Ari Powerslum. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks, Stephanie. How are you?
It was Ebony, sorry.
Oh, sorry. This line's terrible.
No, it's okay. Hang on, I'll take you off the car. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. So, sorry, who was I? I thought you said Stephanie.
Everyone always thinks that. It must be the way I say it. It's Ebony.
Oh, Ebony, yeah, Ari's mum, Ebony.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, good. How is he?
Yeah, good. I took off the tape last night and had a good look at it when I got home, and I feel like it's split open a little bit compared to when
okay.
It's not bleeding or anything like that.
All right.
But it's like got like more of a dint down, whereas before it didn't really have
a dint. Flat. Oh, okay. So maybe, all right, so with the tape, like the tape's meant to keep it really close together so you sort of get a nice cover. It's probably quite healed at the moment, is it? Is it just healed with a little dint?
He had the tape on that David put it on after the surgery, and then he took it off. So all he had on it was that paper tape stuff.
Yeah, that's good because that's meant to keep the skin edges together so you get that sort of like really fine scar. So is it when you took that off, it's got a little thing. So look, what I'd suggest.
When it was in the room, it definitely sort of opened up a little bit more.
All right. So I think will he keep the tape on? Is it good?
Yes, I ended up, I put something different on last night and I tried to like push it together to close it a little bit.
When I saw
David last time on last Thursday, he said, if you notice anything different, he said, come in early.
All right.
After a couple of months, he said, I can't do anything, but early I can do something.
All right. So what I would say is like right now, keep the tape on and keep the edges as close together as you can.
Yep.
Okay. I know we use that tape. I mean, you could even get like a Steri-Strip. You know that you can buy Steri-Strips.
Well, I've got the Band-Aid on it, the Fast Advanced Healing one.
Oh, okay. No, that won't be good. I mean, that's sort of okay, but it won't keep the edges together, which is what this tape does.
What I tried to do is like push it together and I put the band aid really close and then kind of pushed it over the top, hoping it is together a bit.
Yeah, because I think those blister band aids, like the middle of it isn't sticky. They're fine, they're good for sort of healing grazes and those sort of things, but what we're aiming to do with Ari is keep those two skin edges really close together so that the scar's really skinny. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I only put it on last night. Just had the tape on it so far.
So I would probably aim to put the tape back, use the tape to keep it together. But if you're worried at all, let's get him in early. Let's have a little look at him. Where did we see Ari, Ebony? Which room?
So at Peninsula was the consultation.
Oh, okay. So, look, David's at Peninsula tomorrow afternoon. Do you want to bring him in so we can have a little look?
Lovely.
Okay, so does, like, two... It's going to be a long appointment. What about 3 o'clock? Is that a bad time with...
I could possibly make that work. I'd have to pick him up early from school. Have you got anything later?
Okay, it's just that David's sort of finishing early. What's the earliest you could get there after school?
Well, I'll make it work. What's the latest you could do to work with him?
Well, so at the moment, his last appointment's 2:30, and that's going to go for half an hour, I reckon, because this man's had 100 lesions taken off, so it's going to be there all day. So that's like at 3. But if we did, like, I don't know, 3:15, would that?
Yeah, I might be able to get there by 3. I have to pick up my other son from kinder in Somerville at 2:45.
Well, why don't I just put 3, and if you're running late, let us know you're running late. Shall I do that?
Yes, perfect.
All right, and it's P-O-W-E-L-L, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, here he is.
I'm so glad,
gorgeous.
Thank you.
No, that's okay. It's just, look, I know exactly what you mean, but it's trying to keep those edges really close together, and, you know, David might be able to put something on that really holds it together. And the blister band-aids, they're good for healing, but it's not really a healing issue. I mean, you know, basically you make skin in between. If it's not together, your body will make more skin in between, but then that's a wider scar, and you don't want a wide scar. We want a really skinny one.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was, we got home from dinner. It was my other son's birthday last night, so we got home at like 8:30. So it was just a, what am I going to stick on?
No, that's all right. It's better probably to have something on than nothing. And then let's have a look at it. And it's just like, you know, when kids are little, you know, we don't like to do anything without having them being asleep. It's just always harder with kids. You know,
he's pretty good, particularly when it's someone else. If it was me doing it, he'd be like,
he'd have a little kid, would he? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but when it was David, like, he's pretty compliant to other people.
I'm sure. Anyway, let's I'm going to put you in for 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, all right?
Really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah. No, that's okay. And sorry I didn't have my good listening ears on.
Yeah.
Ebony. I suppose you just see that an E and you think, oh, Stephanie.
Well, when I used to work at Pixie Photos, I don't know if you remember them.
I do.
Yeah, I used to manage one of them. I said, hello, Pixie Photo Southland, this is Ebony. And everyone would always go, hi, Stephanie. And I'm like, it must be the this is Stephanie, and it starts with the S, so they hear the S. So I changed it, and I said, hello, Pixie Photo Southland, Ebony speaking, and then they say, hi, Ebony.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I don't mind.
I don't know either. Anyway, I think people just hear what they think they want to hear. It's like when you're reading things that you've written, you know, you've written, and if you've made a mistake, you don't read your own mistakes. You just read.
Oh, yes, you read it how you think you wrote it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, I know. All right, my dear. Well, I've got him booked in, and look, if you're running late at all, just ask me and I'll let them know, okay?
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
All right, you take care. Okay. All right,
bye.
See you, Ebony. Bye-bye.
Bye.